Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the team 980. Tomorrow night at Audi Field, the Washington Spirit will take on Angel City, trying to bounce back after a disappointing loss against Gotham over the weekend. And big part of that will be Esme Morgan, their star defender, English international. Had a chance to catch up with Ez yesterday, and then after we caught up, we also discovered there was something else we should have talked about. That is going to be featured in Real Things Real People Said in Real Microphones. Just a very funny story is awaiting. But before that, here is my chat with Esme. Joined by Esme Morgan, Washington Spirit defender, lady about town this week in D.C., and super Jacksonville Jaguars fan. So, Ez, we're going to talk about the Spirit. We're going to talk about your trip to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and we're going to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars trading for Travis Hunter. Which one do you want to start with?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. You kick me off, and then I'll just talk.
All right, let's go, because for anyone who's watching this that is a usual watcher or listener to our radio show, which is a ton of NFL talk, there's always this thought in the NFL, like, oh, if we have a team that plays in London regularly, they'll become people over there will become a fan of the team. And it worked on you. It worked on you. Esme is the British-based Jacksonville Jaguars fan who's now made her way to D.C. So you are all in on this team. What's your take on the Travis Hunter trade?
Well, I will just say I'm not a Jags fan because they play often in London. I am a Jags fan purely because teal is my favorite color. So when I started watching the NFL, that's who I chose.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but I was so excited when we traded up. I was watching the draft coverage live on TV, and then it said like trade alert and that the Jags were going up to second, and I was screaming. Oh my God, we're going to get Travis Hunter. And Kate lives three floors above me at the apartments. And I think we both had our like balcony doors open because she messaged me. She was like, what is all that shouting about down there? So obviously she could hear me from three floors up yelling because we were getting Travis Hunter. But no, I'm very, very excited. It's very rare for people to play two positions so brilliantly. So, I mean, the Jags need the help. So I'm very excited about it.
Do you have strong feelings of whether you want to see him on offense or defense?
Well, I watched like their post-draft press conference and they said he's primarily going to be at receiver, which is exciting because I watch Red Zone. So for the most part, hopefully I'll get to see him doing that.
So there's not like the inner defender. You're like, no. You gotta play on the good side of the ball.
Offense is much more exciting in the NFL, isn't it?
Fair enough. You also were at the White House Correspondents' Dinner this past weekend in D.C. How did that come about, and how did you enjoy yourself?
Well, I was invited by Bloomberg, which was just an absolute honor. I was aware of what a prestigious event it was and everything. So it was just such a surreal experience, just being surrounded by so many inspirational, incredible people, such interesting stories to share. Like, I was sat at a table with the Canadian ambassador to the US, Bloomberg's deputy editor-in-chief, and they were just such wonderful, lovely people who were so passionate about what they did. And it was just so interesting to get to chat to them and ask questions and hear their stories, and sort of be inspired by the stories of the journalists who work every day to let everyone know what's going on in the world. So it was such an honor to be invited, and I really, really enjoyed it. I took my little brother as a plus one because he's visiting at the minute, and he kept coming over to me after he'd been chatting to someone and being like, Ez, what am I doing here? I was like, I know, Lucas, I feel the same, but we felt so lucky and it was so much fun and made some great friends whilst I was there.
That's great. Esme Morgan is with us, Washington Spirit defender on the Hoffman Show. How did you get connected with Bloomberg? Like, what's the backstory there? Or you're like, I don't know. Something showed up and it was real. And next thing I know, I'm at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Literally. Sam, our head of comms at the Spirit, just sort of forwarded me an email from Bloomberg saying we'd love to invite Esme Morgan to the White House Correspondents' Dinner as our guest. And I sort of responded saying, Sam, please, can you find out why on earth they want me there? Because I didn't really understand why, like, no one else in the team was going or anything like that. But the lady called Jess, who works for Bloomberg and is head of their PR, was, I think, responsible for inviting me. And she's British and a big Lionesses fan. So that sort of explained it. And we're besties now, Jess. We get along so well. She's absolutely hilarious and just brilliant at what she does. So I was so grateful that she thought of me for that opportunity. And yeah, now I've got a good friendship out of it.
That's lovely. That's such a great story.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Story. All right, to the soccer. Spirit hosting Angel City on Friday night, first Friday night football game of the year at Audi Field. I wanted to talk to you, Ez, about your new backline mate, Rebecca Bernal, because she has been unbelievable this year. I'm sure you were familiar on some level with her game, but we were talking on our show last weekend of, you know, oh, is she a candidate for Defender of the Year? And I was like, why are you guys selling her short? Like, she's got to be on the MVP list the way that she has played so far this year. when you first got to start playing with Rebecca in training and then as she got on the field, what makes her so special as someone who is playing right next to her week in, week out?
I think the biggest thing is that you can tell she just loves defending. Like, long ball comes into the air, she's charging to go and win it, and she's so strong in those aerial duels. And then she's really tenacious on the ground duels as well, always going in with firm tackles and sliding in for blocks in the area. And that's what I took. I was just like, wow, she's a brilliant defender. But obviously I knew that she'd come as captain from the Mexican team, captain from her previous team too. So I knew that she'd be a great leader. And although she's not fluent in English, her English is very, very good. And maybe she's just waiting to bed into the team. You can still see that she's got those leadership qualities and is incredibly passionate, encouraging with the team, and speaks up if she sees something within a game that needs to be better. So yeah, I've really enjoyed playing with Rebe so far, and there's a lot I can learn from her game defensively in particular.
I mean, what are those defensive meetings like these days? You have you, who's on the English national team, Rebecca, who's the captain of the Mexican national team, and now Tara has become a regular with the U.S. women's national team. So you're talking about world-class defenders across that back line. Not to mention, that's before we get to the outside backs and Gabby and Casey and McKenna's, in the U.S. Side now on the U23 level. So, I mean, just studs back there. So what are those defensive meetings like and the conversations that you're able to have?
Yeah, we're very lucky to have so much talent across the back line, and I feel like we're all getting such a great understanding of each other's habits and how best we operate. But I think we're all just so open-minded and willing to learn. Whenever there's something we feel we can do better, we're very honest in communicating that and kind of working together to get on the same page and try and pull in the same direction to make sure we can improve and always be a more cohesive unit. So I feel like there's so much we can all learn from each other because we each have different super strengths, that it's just a constant cycle of development, of observing one another, talking about things and just trying to take the things that others do better than us into our game. And I feel like I've learned a lot from playing with T last year into this year and from Rebe coming into the side too. And as you say, our fullbacks are just incredible as well, 1v1 defending and going forward. So I've got a lot of learning that I've already done from my teammates and plenty more to do. And I feel that we all share that same mindset, which is really positive.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch the fluidity of the formations and the tactics and how Rebecca is able to come in and out of that back line and all the different things that Jonas had y'all do this year. Now, unfortunately, Esme, last time out, not everyone's favorite day at Audi Field, but I know that the team's been back hard at work this week trying to fix that. What has this week of training been like to bounce back? I mean, you guys have been playing so, so well, and all of a sudden you have a performance, lose 3-0 to Gotham. So how have you guys been talking about that, processing that, and making sure that you got everything straightened out for Friday night against Angel City?
Yeah, we were all so frustrated with our first half performance. It was really poor. I was really frustrated on a personal level. And I feel like as a team, we are very self-critical and we're very open and acknowledge when there's things that could be done better and weren't good enough. And it's just been a case of trying to take the learnings that we can from last week, knowing that that was just not us at all. And then just try and feed on positive energy, creating enthusiasm and passion and motivation within the group to right the wrongs of last week, this weekend. Obviously, Angel City have been playing really, really well this season. So we know it's a tough opponent. And that's a really, really good thing for us because it's really helped to focus everyone, kind of putting last weekend behind us. And then preparing for the challenge that's to come this week, as I say, with loads of positive energy. The training intensity this week's been really high and a really good level as well. We've been challenging each other and having loads of battles all the way over the pitch, which has been a lot of fun, very, very competitive. And I feel like we're in a good spot to, as I say, right the wrongs of last week.
Last question for Esme Morgan here on the Hoffman Show. Spirit host Angel City Friday night. And with that night game under the lights, Audi's been rowdy this year. It's been a lot of fun to be there as a fan. But what's different about playing those night games under the lights? Does it feel different? Is the energy a little bit different when you kind of feel like it's under that kind of spotlight?
Yeah, it's very atmospheric and it feels like showtime almost when the floodlights are on and you're walking out and there's fireworks, although I don't think there's going to be fireworks this week because we've got all the puppies and everything. But usually it feels very atmospheric and moody, and the rowdy Audi crowd is just incredible. Even last week when we were playing poorly and behind 3-0, they were still so vocal and just trying to lift us to the comeback, which we tried our best and we played a lot better second half, feeding off that energy, but just wasn't enough. It just felt like we couldn't get the ball in the back of the net all day. But hopefully that'll change this weekend and we've got that out of our system, ready to score loads of goals on Friday and, as you say, have a little show under the lights.
It'll be a lot of fun. Esme Morgan with us. As always, great to chat. Thanks so much and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right. So the funny thing is, we taped that yesterday, and then I said, hey, I should have asked you about the pets this week, because they had like dogs and cats from the Humane Society that visited Anthony. And she goes, yeah, you should have. You'll hear why next in Real Things Real People Said Through Microphones.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.